put it out. We had to broadcast. Bunch of actors, we see a large cast. We eating slow, we used to starve fast. Might as well, everybody got a podcast. Everybody got a podcast. Man, everybody got a podcast. Everybody got a podcast. Everybody got a podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. We back in the mix loft, dog. Dom Script, aka whatever you want to call it. Everybody got a podcast, man. We back again. I feel like I ain't been in here for like 2 weeks in a row. Been like a long time, bro, and a very long time. So now I'm saying, but I ain't been in here 2 weeks in a row in a minute. And I got both the guys with me, so.
Gang, gang. Happy 420.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to the smokers. You know what I mean? I'm talking slow because I'm tired and, like, half high. Yeah, man. I realize I'm getting old, bro. Like, I'd be motherfucking passing the fuck out. Bro, I was, yeah. Yeah. It was the weed and, like, just old shit, bro. Like, I'm motherfucking... I was up, got out of work, I was awake, man. Like, yeah, I don't got shit to do all day besides get high and record. Then after I record, I'm about to just come home, do nothing, and get high. Then I thought I was gonna have a guest. I'm not shooting at you, bro, I promise. But like, I thought I was gonna have a guest, so like that kinda threw away my plans for this episode. Kinda. But right before, like right after I found out I was going to have a guest, I went to sleep. So I was like, that's why I mentioned that. Because I was awake up until I found that out. And then I passed out. Somehow, bro, I knew I was fresh and spry before I passed out. Now I got the post, like, nap stress.
Post-nap stress.
Yeah, bro. I don't got the cobwebs or, like, the caramel. Surprisingly, but I got the post-snap shit on me. But I digress, man. I had a. I'm gonna see if I can get back into the setup on my episode. So boom. Thing number one. Video guy. You know the Knicks and the Sixers are playing each other in the playoffs, right?
I was just about to say that too.
Do you remember when the Knicks not too long ago was beating their ass by 40 points and won by like 60?
Listen, all I know is, bro, we got this shit on wax before. And it's like all roads led to here. Ooh, excuse me. I burped. That was nasty. But all roads led to here. It's like God was like, hey, I'm going to make you put some money on the Knicks and the Sixers at some point. Just because your stupid ass put that on camera. And it's the playoffs, so it's meaningful basketball. It's like putting money on this would actually, like, it wouldn't even be like a waste. It's the playoffs. This is when it matters.
When are y'all going home?
Huh?
When are y'all going home?
Yeah, right. But I'm a Christian, so I'm not voting. I'm not betting. Ha ha. I'm not voting either, nigga. Fuck polls. What you talking about?
Facts.
But that's... Oh, okay. I'm not... That's another part of this episode. We're going to get there. But... So, I know you're taking your sorry ass Knicks, huh?
Absolutely. There's no question about it.
In the playoffs.
Yup.
Damn. Fuck it. I bet. I got a C note on it. What's up? On the series.
Oh, right now we live and direct.
Yeah.
No, live and direct as in with the bets.
Yeah, nigga, we recording.
Listen, man, I just did Ramadan, brother. You know what I'm saying? So
it's over with. I know that shit's over with. I got Muslim homies. I got niggas that wasn't smoking weed.
Shit, I ain't losing my damn self. But look, We could do a calm 25.
That works. That works. I got 20. I bet. Yeah, y'all heard it here. So, y'all heard the skin smack. Pause. Yeah, nigga. Sixers in six games. Max, nigga. You heard me? But, yeah, man, we in the playoffs. Honestly, I can't. As much as I hate the Celtics, bro, I can't stand the Celtics. Anybody that listen to this, if you a Celtics fan, fuck you and the Celtics, bro. Like, it's almost personal.
Sound hella personal.
It's mad almost personal, right? Almost personal, but like, fuck the Celtics. But however, I say that to say, like, I want them niggas to get one. Like, I want to see Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum get one together. Because those two young dudes, they don't cheat the game. And, like, they nice as fuck. Like, I like their game. I like how they play basketball. I hated Paul Pierce. That's why I really hate this. The Celtics. Like, I hated Paul Pierce, stupid dumbass. But now that he's retired, like, I love everything about Paul Pierce. That nigga is retarded, bro. He just be wilding all the time. Like, so I fuck with the person Paul Pierce, just not the basketball player Paul Pierce. I'm like Charleston White. Like, fuck Nipsey Hussle.
whoa, you shouldn't even have used that as an example. But that's blasphemy.
That's mad blasphemous. But he was like, fuck Nipsey Hussle. Not Aramis, nigga. Not Aramis, nigga. Not the man, but the rappers, homie. I'm saying fuck the rappers. The characters, homie. Type shit. That's the type of time I'm on when it comes to Paul Pierce. Fuck the basketball player Paul Pierce. The person Paul Pierce, all right. He cool with me, man. He the type to lose his job but over some fucking poker and weed smoke. So, like, I could relate to that. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do it, hopefully, but I'll meet Paul Pierce in the middle for that. But I do want to see those boys get it done. I do. As long as they don't got to play my Sixers and beat my Sixers to do so, I can deal with the Celtics winning the championship. And they fucking better. Because if they don't, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it on wax. I think I probably said it on social media. But if the Celtics don't win, like, I'm pulling the meat out on the internet. You recording? Mm-hmm. All right, cool. If the Celtics don't win the championship, I'm pulling the meat out. This whole shit going to get dark. All my accounts are getting taken down. All that shit, bro. I'm backing that shit out, bro. Because they got everything going in their favor, bro. Bar injuries and all that. Everything going in y'all motherfucking favor this year, bro. So, y'all better win. I think the West is going to be good, like, hoops to watch, though. Like, even if your team don't make it out or have a shot, you're going to watch some good basketball on the West, like on the Western Conference. Gonna be some good basketball played on the West, so niggas is kind of spoiled in that regard. There was another fucking topic I had after the playoffs. Oh, yo, this Drake shit. How y'all niggas feel about that? Y'all heard that new shit? With the Snoop and Tupac AI?
Oh yeah, I heard that shit.
You like it? No. That shit was weak. Like,
Drake's verse was cool, I guess, but like, just having AI, Tupac, and AI.
And it was him rapping. You could tell it was him rapping.
That's weird.
You could tell by the delivery that it was Drake rapping in their voices. Yeah, and it's like,
of course it was.
Bro, this isn't. Weird. This
it's
isn't
different. Like, it's modern. Like, it's up to times, but it's just weird.
There you go. You know what I mean? That part right there. But I feel like there's certain things, even to like call back to Tupac and them, it's like, bro, leave that shit alone. For real, because like that was like a real different, like, niggas was dying over that shit. People in their entourage was dying over that shit. You know what I mean? And then this whole beef, all this stuff, I think is dumb because it's not really about nothing. Like, all these niggas is like friends with each other. They're friends of friends with each other. Where the fuck Rick Ross come from? Like, this nigga just started his business. But like, over a cease and desist.
Yeah.
That's what he said shit was over. So why you gotta make songs about me over a cease and desist?
French Montana wasn't even mad about it, apparently.
Yeah, bro. Like, there's just a lot going on behind niggas that's just about to rap at each other, though.
Like Chris Brown shit?
Nigga, it's all about bread, bro. That shit ain't about nothing, nigga. That shit's about fucking attracting people to bring in more money. Niggas either about to get ready to drop an album, or niggas just doing it for marketing.
Right? Oh, no. I'm well aware of all that, but like, bro, this
niggas ain't making songs, diss songs about no fucking female. Not today's generation of rappers.
Not about females, but they're mad about like someone fucking their bitch or something like that.
Bro, they're all sharing the same women anyway.
Facts on some Diddy shit.
So you can't be mad at that. All them niggas share the same women anyway, bro.
Get up.
The nigga. Chill. No Meek Mill slander shall ever prosper. No Meek Mill slander will ever prosper. We not slandering Meek Mill ever, cause that nigga be rapping his ass off.
He got himself slandered.
But bruh, listen, man. Ever since he came home from that last bid, bro, he ain't been right ever
look,
since,
bro,
dog.
I don't, yo, bro.
How can you
out-rap
defend
him.
Some? How defend this then?
Out-rap him. That's all I can. Out-rap
a Jewish man telling him to do bunny hops on live and direct.
I can't defend no. Look, out-rap the nigga, bro.
25. He counted out loud.
Out-rap him.
Then.
Out-rap him.
Come on, son. How can you take him serious?
When niggas out-rap him.
When and niggas. Then he's talking about trapping. Like.
Out-rap him.
The nigga not even, bro. The nigga ain't been nice since fucking 08, bro.
You tripping.
When he was rapping with BH, my nigga, South Philly, Southwest.
You tripping.
The young boy ain't been nice since he had
you bugging the fuck out.
Braids.
You bugging out. He got dookie braids in that. What you mean? He get his braids done and then be like, brush them.
They're manicured. They're manicured.
The manicured.
He's trying to tap in.
Braids?
He's trying to tap into the old.
Whatever, nigga. You can, yo, bro. Out-rap the nigga, bro. That nigga still be barring shit up. Nigga,
I don't know, bro.
He do.
I haven't heard no bars.
Have you watched his motherfucking On the Radar freestyle with the little jacket hanging out? Y'all know it's gonna be FBI. Y'all be keeping it on the low. Like, what the fuck, bro? Stop doing that to Meek Mill, bro.
Zesty, bro. I watched the clip of it.
You talking about me or him?
Him, nigga.
Bro, this not my business. He was barring that shit up.
You know what this is? You know what this is, right? This is an episode of the Boondocks when Riley refused to acknowledge that what's the boy name?
Gangstalicious.
Gangstalicious. That's Gangstalicious.
That ain't my business, nigga. He be barring shit up, out rapping.
All right, Riley.
Out-rap.
Homies over hoes.
Out-rap
him.
Meek ain't never said that.
I mean, the way he had his jacket hanging off his shoulders on that freestyle set.
He was barring shit up, nigga. Nigga, I got pictures of me in here with my jacket hanging off my shoulders. Listen, bro.
This nigga's wrist was broke while he was spitting them bars.
But his bars wasn't broke, nigga. He was killing that shit.
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell? Y'all niggas crazy, bro.
I'm crazy. Yeah. That's your favorite rapper.
He's not my favorite rapper. Lil Wayne's my favorite rapper. All
right, then.
Don't you never ever. Okay, now.
Don't you never
ever.
Now you talking.
Don't you never ever.
Meek Millie?
Don't you never.
No, I can't say nothing about Lil Wayne. You hear me? I can't say nothing about Lil Wayne. You hear me?
Don't you never.
I can't. Shit, Carter 2 is still one of my favorite albums.
Bruh,
the
nigga's
day.
The greatest rapper of all time. Listen, y'all taking me off my path. He's the greatest rapper to ever rap raps.
Nas is the greatest all time.
He's not, bro.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not, bro.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Bro, Nas has been rapping 40 years, and it took him
30.
He's been rapping 40 years, nigga. He's at least 20 years older than me, so I know
he's
rapping.
50. He's like 51, 52.
Okay. So that means he had a 10-year span of his life where he was rapping before he was on. I'm just going to give him that. Right? So that he been rapping for 40 years, and it took him 30 to learn how to pick beats.
What? Oh. Damn. Disrespect.
So with that said.
Because now he's getting modern.
The nigga had, but he's had money. Listen, nigga. Whatever. It took him to get past his prime to get with the times. Lil Wayne just been here, nigga, just doing this shit, bro.
Not necessarily. I mean, you gotta
necessarily,
Gilly,
nigga.
Gilly was writing his raps.
Bro, before Gilly, he made Bling Bling a whole word in the dictionary. What you talking about?
It wasn't him. It was
it was him.
It was Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne coined the terms Bling Bling.
Yeah. There's a song way before Bling Bling.
Bro, you know I know the song.
All right. But before Bling
that
Bling.
And that wasn't even Lil Wayne. That wasn't even Lil Wayne's song.
And, but it was him that said. But it was him. But it was him. That no, the word bling was him. What kind of nigga got diamonds that a bling blind you? Shout out to Lil Tunchi. The motherfucking greatest rapper to ever rap rap.
I'm going to let you have that because he was born on my birthday. So it's all right. It's good. I'm going to let you have that. That's fine. That's fine. He ain't the greatest, though.
He is definitely the greatest.
I'll give it to you.
He's definitely the greatest, bro.
I'll give it to you. Again,
definitely the greatest, bro. He showed up on Nas's album and like put Nas 12 feet under the ground.
I mean, when Nas is 51, of course, probably.
He did it in 2006 too, on that shit with Damian Marley, or that was it was yeah. He showed up
was
on
he,
there too.
Was he on that track?
He showed up in there. He showed up on there too. Like he did. Don't. I'm telling you, we can do this when it comes to Lil Wayne, bro. We can do this, bro. There's two people in life that I don't look, bruh. Pause. There's two niggas in this life, and I'm not even this sure about my dad. There's two niggas in this life that I'll argue with and always be right about, and it's Allen Iverson and Lil Wayne. And niggas can do whatever. Niggas can get to the fisticuffs about Allen Iverson and Lil Wayne, bruh. And I'm with that.
Fisticuffs.
Yeah, huh? Pause, nigga. But I digress. So y'all not fucking with this Drake beef?
Nah.
Everybody versus Drake?
Kendrick, Lamar, none of them niggas.
It's entertaining. I'll say that.
Yeah. You know, I heard something this week that made me like really, really like fuck with what J. Cole did.
What? The apology shit?
Yeah.
Yo.
I fuck with that though.
Nah. I mean, I respect it as far as maturity goes, but like as far as rap goes,
I fuck
culture,
with it.
I'm like,
I fuck with it.
Okay, why do you fuck with it?
Because, all right, look, if me and you are competing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we boys. What I'm going to make a whole song, like, disparaging everything that you... Even if we, like, we cool in competing, but I'm going to make a whole song, like, talking bad about you, right? When, if we really that good, nigga, get on my song and bar me up. Pause. Like, you don't got to, like, rap about me. There's been times where there's been two rappers on the song where you can tell that rapper... When they're like, oh, I'm on the song with him. Oh, nah, I'm smoking this shit. Hands down.
So you're saying there's another way to there's rap, another way future. To compete.
What do you mean?
There's another way. No, you're saying there's another way to compete. If niggas is making songs about each other, all right, that's one way to go about it. But there's another
bro,
way they could go about it.
Yeah, right,
that's valid.
Because they, yeah, bro, this nigga, bro, every other week they be like, point. Kendrick had a song for 7 years. Just like, bro, what are you doing? What are you really doing? I mean, you shook my hand. Got off stage like, yeah, that nigga, his cologne was mad fruity today. Yo, we to the studio after this. You seen him hugging them niggas? And he smelled good? There's something. We going to record. And then 7 years later, he got songs in the tuck. Like, bro, come on. What you doing? You a hater, bro. And then in the midst of that, somebody like, so how do you feel about them? Well, I respect them. You know, we cool. And like, bro, what? And then you got songs in the tuck, bro. That's weird. And then if we really are cool, what am I going to fucking...
It's rap. These niggas rap. Lie. You lied about everything else. Lie about this.
I mean, but obviously J. Cole's not on that. He might lie about something else. Yeah, but he's not going to like...
I'm not going to
fake beef with my friends, nigga, just to make y'all niggas happy.
It's fake beef anyway.
Yeah, but if y'all my real friends, nigga, like, what the hell?
Bro, it's like saying, It's like saying you're a photographer, I'm a photographer, instead of collabing on the same project together, in order to bring some money in both our pockets, we conspire a plan to make it a fucking, what's the word I'm looking for?
I know what you mean, like a marketer, yeah.
And then boom.
Like 50 and Kanye West did with the album shit.
There you go.
I get what you're saying, but Kendrick Lamar just be jumping out the window, bro. Niggas would be like, damn, He dressed weird. He been rapping about slave shit. Wait, he's dissing everybody? What happened? I get what you're saying, but like, if you don't have that sit down in the room, he's just like, damn, bro. What niggas do to you? Why are you so angry? Especially when Drake drop, he's the biggest nigga out. When Cole drop, he's the biggest nigga out. When Kendrick drop, he's the biggest nigga out. And that doesn't affect either guy. every time. So I was like, what is this really for? To see who raps better? Cole rap better than all them niggas.
That's why I'm mad he apologized.
Because it's like, bro. J. Cole rap better than all them niggas, bro. And it's not even close. Like, anyway, on to the next thing. Could y'all be like somebody's fourth co-parent?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Stepdaddy. What you mean? Yeah. Stepdaddy to the fourth degree, nigga. Could you be like, could you be with a woman who has three different children with three different niggas and you be the fourth?
Anything is possible.
I don't know what you're talking about. How much Henny you got to drink to see four different kids every fucking day?
Because, nigga, you know, first of all, you know how easy it is to get a girl pregnant?
That's one thing.
That's it. That's the only thing.
No, just being the stepdad, not even them being your
kids.
That's
what I'm saying. Imagine you slip up and the pussy's phenomenal.
And then she got, like, three other kids.
Nigga, the pussy is phenomenal. That's why she got three other kids.
Listen. That's when you gotta work. That's, I feel you, but that's when you gotta, that's when you gotta work your hustle, bro.
That's debatable.
You really want this third? You really want this fourth property?
But you never want it.
But that's when you gotta trick that bitch out the kid. Sorry.
The pussy is phenomenal.
Yeah, but that's when you got the pussy could be great. Pussy is oftentimes phenomenal. First of all, I'm about to put you up on game. I'm about to put everybody up on game. The worst pussy gets is good. The worst.
The what?
The worst pussy gets is good.
Worst case scenario, it's...
The easy. Worst case scenario is good. Okay. Think about the worst sex you ever had in your life.
It came from a...
Her box. Look, she probably didn't know what she was doing. But you can't say when you was in that motherfucker, you was like...
There's been times where it's just like, yeah,
nah. Y'all had bad sex like that? Mm-hmm. Y'all gotta get y'all shit together.
Call it what you want.
Become better judgments of character.
No, because nigga, the game was right. The mouthpiece was right. But then when you got up in it, it's just like, oh, you really don't know
Women, what do you got to do to have bad vagina? What are you doing? I've never...
No girl thinks their pussy's bad.
But yeah, I get that. But like, because it's not. Nigga, I've never been in a bad feeling vagina. I've never been to somewhere that's like, oh wow, this shit feels weak.
But I'll tell you the best that listen, I'm telling you. Listen, women with multiple children are phenomenal when it comes to sex.
Yeah, but they're stupid.
It don't matter.
Decision making.
Decision making skills stupid.
Listen, that's not even on the board of discussion.
Definitely on the board of discussion. Because if your poems is magnificent. And I get you pregnant, and you got three of these motherfucking accidents, and ain't none of these motherfuckers sticking around.
How do you think she got the other three, cuz? Listen.
That's fine. Those other three only exist because them other three niggas wasn't smart enough to talk that bitch out of keeping the kid.
It wasn't even that. Nigga, first of all, we in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, nigga. Her body, her decision. That's one.
Nah. Two. We in a blue state. The blue states, we still got abortions. So, listen, I know. But you don't really have a choice.
Bruh.
I'm an antagonizer.
We don't have the choice. It's all on them.
You ever heard of manipulation, brother?
Brother. First of all, women are the king and queens of manipulation. That's just that.
I'm willing to go beyond hell and back. If I don't want a child with you, I'm going to call your mama a bitch so you take the extreme.
And guess what? They're going to use that child and put you on child support. Bro,
I'm going to keep it 100. This is a real experience of my life.
Bro, this is
I don't give a fuck. I don't got nothing to lose, bro.
This is a chess game you will not win.
I already won. I called somebody's mom a bitch and she got an abortion. Sorry, this is going to be on camera.
I'm not editing nothing,
nigga. This is my life. This is my experience, nigga.
We might have to bleep that out. But listen. Lo and behold, my nigga, women with multiple children have the best sex.
But they're not smart.
Two. Okay, they may not be smart, but they're smart in making you want to be a fucking father.
Nah, I don't agree. Mm-hmm. I don't agree.
I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I done had some pussy so fucking phenomenal. Nigga, I'm dropping off lunch and all types of
that
shit.
That might be the case. The pussy, you be caught up in the pussy. You can't trick me. That kid look like that nigga. That kid look like that nigga, and I can't never see none of these niggas. There's a reason for that. I don't give a fuck how good your box is. None of them niggas come around no more.
I don't know, Dom. Listen, man, I get it. I understand. You feel me? You stand on your square. But every man has a chink in their armor, bro.
Nigga.
And good pussy is one of them, bro.
No. You, I'm not finna lose logic over no pussy.
Then you ain't never had no good pussy like
I've
that.
I've had bro. Amazing pussy, trust me.
Phenomenal, I'm talking about.
Nigga, I got a my player on another nigga's PlayStation.
Bro, that's light. Nigga, that's light, bro.
What you mean?
That's light.
Nigga was in a can, I'm like, hey, I'm coming over here. It's light. Stirring the coffee. That's I'm light.
Listen, until you have, I don't even want to put myself out there.
Yeah.
I was just hey, stopping my man. But listen, listen. All of us say, what year was this? Matter of fact, and you witnessed some of this.
Probably.
You after,
probably. Just like, probably. I'm gonna just say probably.
You see this? Look, all I'm gonna say is you see this blue scar. Yeah. I mean this blue. And I got stitches from it, nigga. This was from 2021, cuz. Blue. I don't even know how the doctors and them knew blue was my favorite color. They gave me blue stitches. All I'm gonna say is this is behind some good pussy, bro.
I don't got. Listen, you're not about to make me be a fourth stepdad though.
Listen, man, I ain't gonna hold you, cuz.
You're not about to make me do that.
I've thought about it plenty of times because the pussy was phenomenal.
I can't do it. Yo, bro.
And first of all, and usually them girls, they got bomb personalities, too. They just down to earth.
Yeah, they're cool because they're hoes, nigga.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you exactly. can't trick me that bad, bruh. I don't be that gone for pussy because bitches give me a headache. What?
How old is you?
32. Bitches give me a headache, bruh. Like,
you
I
got
love.
8 more years.
I don't know what that means.
To come across a girl with exceptional.
I don't got
exquisite.
Nothing.
Exquisite.
I don't got nothing. I got sense. That's what I got. You're not about to trick me, bro.
Vagina.
Listen. Nah.
Inner biscuits.
Nah, bro. You can't. No, because while I'm in. Listen, I'll tell you why. Because while I'm in it, I'm thinking of the horrors, bro.
The pussy not. If you even in some pussy and you thinking, my nigga, nah. It's not good pussy, bro. Good pussy don't make you think, bro.
First of all, I don't know what you're talking about.
It make your brain shut the fuck off.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. You need rehab.
Hey, listen, I've been celibate for a while now.
Yeah,
so
that's probably why. You need rehab. Yeah.
You feel me? That's just me, though. But I'm telling you, good pussy make your brain turn off.
Nah, brother. Nope. I've had some pretty good pussy, bro.
It ain't been good enough. I argue.
No.
I can debate
nah,
that.
Nah. Trust me. That. Trust me. Shit. I've got some great pussy from the most deplorable of places. I'm not
then
even
Then again, you got to say that because, nigga, you saying it's live and direct.
No, nigga, I don't. Nigga, fuck these people. I'm selling me. That's it. Like, if you don't like what you hear here, you probably wouldn't like me. So, I'm selling me, bro. But like, nah, bro, ain't no poems in this earth. Cause first of all, I'm about to tell you why.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're a single mom, you got benefits and snacks. So, like, I'm thinking about that, and it's like, damn, I'm going to stay for the benefits, the snacks. She's cool. I'm still going to leave here because, you know, I'm dashing. But, like, you got multiple kids, and no nigga stayed for you, the benefits, the kids, or his kid either. Like, no nigga even was like, oh, she got all these kids by herself and still stayed. Nobody even got attached to the another kid. Like, oh, look at him. He looked like that nigga down the street. But, like, it's a cool little kid. I'm going to stay here. You know what I mean? Nah, nigga still be out. So, mathematically, it's like, this bitch is the problem.
Facts. But the pussy is exquisite.
Nah. But, yeah, if the bitch is the problem, ain't no good
and
enough
she
pussy.
She sucked dick immaculately.
If
God tier.
Listen.
Lowercase g.
If the bitch is the problem, ain't no pussy good enough.
Bruh, the head is immaculate.
If
bruh.
The entire bitch is the problem, ain't no pussy good enough.
Bruh, that's what I'm trying to...
I'm fucking you at max for 2 hours.
8 times out of 10, the bitch is always the problem, bro. But niggas keep coming back.
All right.
She keeps
and there's... Listen,
the
if I...
Phenomenal.
Listen, bruh, if I'm fucking 2 hours out of the day... There's 22 hours of the day I want to kill your ass. And you got 3 other niggas' faces looking at me. And I'm going to want to be around your ass. Fuck out of here.
You ain't never died getting your dick sucked.
Yes, I have. I've gotten some phenomenal fellatio. I'm glad this is on recording because I can't wait to share this, but I've gotten some phenomenal fellatio.
Bro, I'm talking about...
Shout out to my...
Look, I'm talking about, nigga, you know what I'm saying? She's sucking the leather off your nigga. Jacket, nigga. And you're like, look.
Yeah,
look,
nigga.
Like,
first of all,
nigga, listen.
I know some real deal eaters. Thank you. Mm. I know some real deal eaters. With all due respect, their mothers made some holes, Jack. No disrespect to nobody's mama. No disrespect to nobody's mom, but these women have been the sluts of the sluts. So God bless them. But I digress, nigga. There's three other niggas' faces in there looking at you, asking questions, asking stupid-ass questions. Can I have some? And none of them niggas stayed around for this bitch.
To continue to get the leather sucked off.
I'm not that stupid, bro. I would kill that bitch.
You would tolerate them snot-nosed kids.
I'll tell you why I wouldn't. I'll tell you why I wouldn't. Because, bitch, listen, if I'm fucking you for 2 hours in a day, there's 22 hours of the day where I would literally just be walking around with your head.
First of all, you're not
fucking... No shoulders, no nothing.
You're not fucking for 2 hours once a day, nigga. Multiple sessions is in play.
Whatever.
So, morning, noon... Afternoon, evening, whatever the fuck, midnight, snack, wake up a little bit before dawn, get a little session in there.
Yep. And then you get used to her, right? And then that shit starts slowing up. So then the morning, noon, night just goes from morning, right? And then you're like, damn, which one of your fucking kids left the shit by the bed? It's probably going to be the one that come in that don't know shit.
No.
What did I tell you about this?
No.
Like, no. And then pick it up.
Don't talk to my fucking son about doing it like that.
I'm not dealing with that because you got some good pussy. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. I value myself. I value me. So, nah. If you got multiple children, bitch, you the problem. That goes for guys, too. Like, if you got multiple beings, like, after three, nigga, you the problem. So, I'm not just saying it's women. But I was just asking y'all, since we three niggas, like, could y'all do it? No. Women, could you date a guy with multiple motherfucking kids?
No, bro, just won't date a guy who has one kid.
First of all, I know. Trust me.
My kid got to be your first. Like, bitch, your hair comes off.
Not even. If it's not that, it's, oh, I did it before and I don't want to deal with no baby mama drama. And it's like, my nigga, like, bro.
It's because they can't fight.
I'm an orator. You feel me? I'm an orator, nigga. I does this.
It's because they can't fight.
I does this. The fuck? You think I'm going to let bring you around some shit? Listen, both of y'all going to have a conversation and y'all going to love it here. Relax.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can be like a stepdad. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I could definitely, like, if a girl got one kid... Life happens,
three
man.
Three different baby fathers.
Yeah, three different baby fathers is egregious because that bitch is the problem. She's the problem somewhere. If a nigga didn't stay for the benefits, stay for his kid, feel sorry, catch a bond with another nigga's kid, or just feel bad or feel obligated to, like, damn, I want to do right by her. You the problem.
Is she the victim?
Facts. They're heavy on the victim. But I'm getting my dick sucked for like another 8 months or so.
But like, they got dollars. Like, they get like ultimate Section 8. Their lights can't get cut off. You can always play Xbox over there.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You hear me? So, y'all, hey, if I'm going to be stepdaddy, I'm going to be stepdaddy for a good 3 to 4 months. Six months at max. 8 months if I like you a little. I don't know.
I feel that.
10 months if you...
Okay. And like, bro, I don't got... Like, you got to understand. Like, some niggas be like... possessive over the bitch and don't give a fuck about their kid.
Facts.
You got that nigga over there. I'm like, bro, listen. You said that shit to her and ain't came upstairs to see your kid this whole time. I called you a bitch through the window. You was like, see, you gonna let this nigga be around my kid disrespecting me? You ain't even, you tough as shit. But you avoided coming upstairs to see your kid just to scream at this bitch because you want to protect her. And she the problem. She got you over here, knowing if you come upstairs, I'm going to kill you. Yeah, see, it's just too much that come with that. But I digress from one ain't shit topic to another. Yo, Donald Trump, that nigga a genius, bro. That dude's a genius, man. Like, all the lies that they said that this nigga told about, like, his money and not really having money. Like, he's not really a billionaire no more. and all this other shit, bro. Y'all know he got an app. It's like a social media app called like Truth Social, right? Where all like the little Republicans and racist niggas and all that go to like spew their rhetoric. It's like Twitter for right wing people. Or whatever. Anyway, that shit is like, it's booming. Like, it's a booming business for him, right? And it's not a publicly traded business. So, like, whatever money that they say he don't have or all this debt that he's going to be in from these court cases, that nigga is up. Like, real deal billions, bro. Like, if he sells that shit, he's right back in the catbird seat. Where, like, he never left, bro. He can pay this shit off and... Bro, that nigga is a... Whoever's advising him, like, whatever money he stole, whatever he flees from this country, bro, he did that shit right. Because it's like, that nigga, he making a flip out of anything. Any fucking thing. And I just like the fact that he don't give a fuck, bro. He say whatever. Like, he says whatever, bro. Like, he got the best, like, sound bites, bro. He got the best sound bites. He got better sound bites than wrestling. Like, I got so many, like, saved little clips on my phone, bro. Like, somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Like, yo, bro. Why the fuck do Donald Trump ever gotta call himself the chosen one, bro? Nigga said, look at him. Look at my African American over there. Aren't you the greatest? Yeah, bro. Nah, that shit's like, this is low-key genius, bro. Like, that's how I know this country is like, built on some bullshit. Because, like, if you're successful long enough, bro, all your shit comes tumbling down, but not really. Thanks. Like, there's a point where you get, like, caught up in some shit, like, crazy lawsuits and all this shit, but you still, like, highly successful and very, very rich. They just kind of sort of take some cameras off you and put some smut on your name. Like, Is that, it's not even the worst thing. Yeah, man, what y'all niggas been up to? What you been up to, nigga?
Booked and busy. Praise God.
Oh, well, that was brief, sure. I guess. Nigga say, yeah, man.
Did that client hit you up? I referred a client to you, but I don't know if they ever hit you up.
I don't know. Because I ain't, everyone that I've been working with are people that I know directly.
So probably not.
Yeah.
Networking in the network. I like it. See?
Yeah. But nah, I've been booked and busy, bro. I did a conference this past week. I did a gender reveal. I did a grand opening. I did a mommy and me photo shoot. And then as far as like the next upcoming weeks, I got a concert. I have a few hip hop events, a gardening event. You know what I mean? Like,
indeed.
Booked and busy,
bro. Is any of this shit on the weekend? You said, is any of this stuff on the weekend?
Yeah. I mean, I'm only available on the weekends, guys.
Oh, yeah, man.
Shit, I even called out. Last Sunday, I called out for a session. Tonight, I'm going to text in to call out tomorrow for a session.
Yeah.
In about 2 weeks, I got a baby shower out in Burlington. I'm going to call out for, yeah, so nigga.
I hear that. Nigga, getting to it.
I remember that's why I bigged you up earlier because we talked about this a few months back. Like, what are some plans or what are some things that we want to do? And I know you. I remember you saying that you wanted to be a little bit more social, have your face more as a present, a present. What's the word I'm looking for, guys?
Presence.
Like, you want to put your face out there more, and I've been doing that. So that's why I bigged you up, and I want to big you up again. You know what I'm saying? Live and direct. Like, yo, you've definitely been, you know, sticking to your word and moving towards the goals that you set for yourself. And I salute you for that. From one photographer to another, you know what I'm saying? I know that I said something along the lines like I want a different demographic. Mm-hmm. So I've been tapping into that.
That's
what I've been, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
That's a win,
I'm excited. This month I touched a goal I'm estimated to touch 2 times the goal next month.
Let's go.
You feel what I'm saying? So I'm excited. This little shit that we talked about earlier, and we don't got to say it, but that's like, that's a part of the game. I charge it to the game. It's nothing. What I got coming is greater. You feel what I'm saying? And it's going to put me in a different room, a different level. Facts. So, niggas is working, cuz.
Man, that is a win. I could almost brings a tear to my eye.
You know what I'm saying?
It almost brings a tear to my eye. Matter of fact, y'all niggas, yo, I posted a cool ass picture the other day. Y'all niggas, I didn't post it. I put it on my story. And nobody reacted to that shit. That shit's going back up. Fuck y'all niggas.
The one where you said, shout out to the businesses you tag niggas?
Nah. Nope. The one where I'm holding the gun with the clown mask.
That took
a
little dark. On social
media like that. I don't care, nigga. That picture was fire, bro. Okay. I look.
Dark turn.
Hold on.
We celebrating.
Because, nigga, I'm in a movie, nigga. Fuck niggas mean, bro.
So talk your shit.
Yeah, nigga.
What you been up to?
Just hustling, man. Same old shit, different day.
Trying to shake a leaf off a tree, my nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, son. I'm about to check me out, nigga. This shit cold.
Get that
food straight. It's good? You can see? Yeah, that shit is hard, nigga.
Let me see.
I'm blicky with the sticky.
Oh, I think I did see that.
Yeah, that shit is tough.
Well, I didn't see it.
Of course y'all niggas did.
I feel like you posted that a few times, no?
Probably did, nigga. This shit is cold, bro. I screenshot it. I'm about to try to get this shit framed and all that. For real. But yeah, man. This episode, shit, turned out all right. I hit all the points that was on my little stupid-ass list. For real. I put together an episode, and it went smooth. And with niggas here, I was able to fill in some time. We made it to the 5:15. The dog said we was going. Yeah, bro.
2 weeks in a row.
Feel me? And it's 2 consecutive weeks in a row. And watch this. Like, I'm about to do that. I'm about to book that shit on Monday again, nigga. I like that. I like how when it come together, it come together. But it's 4:20, man. I'm trying to get high for the rest of the day. And rub on some black girl booty.
I'm not here for dispensary too.
Shout out to the black girl's booty. And I ain't beating no allegations this summer. You feel me? Yo. I did that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a bold statement.
I did that.
You said you're not beating any allegations?
Not beating no allegations this summer. I did that. Okay. So, if your kid a Sixers fan, I did that. Should have been around on it. No, I'm just playing. I'm just joking. I'm going to post this, and I don't want the wrong person to see it, and I'll blow my personal life again, because I'd be fucking up. I'd be fucking up my personal life for views, nigga. Y'all don't even fuck with this shit. For real. But I've been blessed. I've been, like, rotating women out like Iversons.
Hey, yo.
I ain't gonna lie. This been a lucrative, like, 4 months.
Wait, what happened to not cinnamon roll?
I told you I've been swapping them out like Iversons, nigga.
This nigga, yeah. Cause the last time some was like,
But that's I told him I was living like Lou Williams for a little bit.
Cause Cuz was like, yeah. Nah, I mean, she's it. She, you know what I mean? Da, 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 you know?
I was living like Lou Williams for a little bit, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Who's Lou Williams?
Two girls and they get along like I'm Lou Williams. I just got a new deal. Yeah, man. I was living like Lou Williams for a little bit, bro. They ain't get along with each other. They ain't know each other.
You mean like Ty Dolla Sign when he says, two of my bitches in the club, and I know they know about each other. I think these trying to set me up.
Type shit.
Maybe I'm just paranoid.
Type shit. Yeah. Yep.
Got a bad little girl from the valley. Hey, she be in it with no panties.
But yeah, man. Oh, God. Yeah, man. I've been... I'm not proud of this shit. I'm not proud of this, bro. Not proud of it at all. Am I proud of me? So fucking lootly. There was a time I couldn't do this. It's like I could always do this because I always had nice teeth and long hair. But I didn't have, like, the funds to do stuff. Now I got funds to do stuff and I don't do it. Instead, because it don't matter at all. But, yeah, man. I'm probably saying a lot. I can't post most of this. No. I'm gonna make it do what it do. Trust me. I'm gonna steal some instrumentals and. This nigga, you wasn't around.
Just put the camera on him.
Bro, yeah. Put the camera on him. What did you do? Bro, I've been fucking with this TikTok shit, bro. And this nigga, my TikTok views, views be like 200, 300, something got 800. The shit where he was like, what's the name of the brand? He was like, Blueprint Images. 1,700 motherfucking views on this nigga face.
Yeah.
Bro, in like 3 hours, bro. Them niggas be taking my motherfucking videos down because the goddamn
music.
Either the music, the shit I be saying, bro. This nigga face go up. Everything go up.
Woo!
You know what I'm saying? So I'm pimping him.
Talking shit.
He don't know I'm pimping him. Like, what you think I be tagging you because I want your business to go up? No, nigga. I need whoever's looking at you so much that they want to see you to look over here because this where you be at. Wow. Look, bro.
We got another one.
But yeah, you know, bro.
2K views.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I'm.
Whatever works, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Because. This is a Birdman contract, nigga. Once the shit, once the shit go up, you start looking for money.
About to be Drewski in this bitch.
I don't know nothing.
Could've been records.
Shout out to Reebok, man. I got the OGs on today. I know my content been kind of crazy this episode, but I'm having fun. But yeah, man, back in the OGs, bro. OG questions. The shits I wore last week was from the 01 All-Star game, which I found out recently. That shit happened on my brother's birthday, February 11th. So, shout out to my brother Sid, man. Now I'm just kind of rambling. I had a good episode when I was talking shit. That was bad timing. But shout out to my brother Sid, man. I love you, dog. Nigga been home for like a year. Stay home, nigga. Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all boys for coming out. I appreciate the Mixloft and shit, and everybody, and all that. This has been another episode of Everybody Got a Podcast, man. Oh, shout out to my man Mike on the Halo Gifts, man. You feel me? Shout out to the people, bro. I've been trying to find a way to wear this shirt for a long time. So I hope I did it some justice today. But yeah, man, it's been another episode of Everybody Got a Podcast, bro.